let them know that Yes Lord Ministries is now on the air. Amen. We bring you greetings, amen, for Pastor Mamie Talbert and myself. Amen. So happy to have you here. Amen. As Pastor Stephen Talbert has stated, call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that Yes Lord Ministries is now on the air. Amen. We're so excited to be here with you on today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My God, can we just take a moment and give God some praise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has brought us through another week, another day, another night. My God. Yes, Lord, we're excited. Amen. God is just so wonderful, so kind. Amen to all of us. Amen. So we just thank God for you, you and you, all of our guests. Amen. We're so happy to have you with us on today. Amen. All of those in the fivefold ministry, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every teacher. Oh my God, you, the precious of God, people of God, we love you so much and thank you for your prayers and your support on what you do for Yes Lord Ministries. We're honored to be connected with you. Amen. Let's get into the word of God. You, those of you that were blessed to be with us on last week, we started in the series out of the book of Numbers. Amen. Our central theme for this year is no more limits on God. Amen. And so we've just been breaking this thing down, and I'm telling you, I'm excited what God is doing. So we talked about last week, amen, and our last time together, amen, on Sunday, was get on your mark, get ready, get set, and go. Oh my God. And so we talked about how that in that lesson that God instructed Moses to send 12 men, 12 spies to go into a land, amen, what, because they get ready to walk into their inheritance. Oh my God, yes, and this is so amazing. So we're going to get right into it with the part two of this lesson, amen. So if you have your Bibles, Numbers chapter 13, this week we want to focus on verses 26 through 29, verses 26 through 29, the book of Numbers, chapter 13. And I'll be reading in your hearing out of the King James Version. So just in case you have a different translation, at least you know that we're on the same block. Numbers, chapter 13, verses 26 through 29. And in my Bible, it reads like this: "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them," you may want to put a note there, "and showed them the fruit of the land." Verse 27, "And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely," surely, surely, that's another word you may want to put down, "surely it floweth with milk and honey." Yes. "And this is the fruit of it." And yes, another note, "this is the fruit of it." My God, somebody get ready because you're going to get a praise report. Verse 28, nevertheless, "the people be strong." Are you with me? "That dwell in the land. Nevertheless, the people be strong in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak," which were giants there. "The Amalekites," verse 29, "the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites," my God, "and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." I want to go back to verse 27, and it says, "And they told him and said, we came into the land where you sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in it. The people be strong that dwell in it. Nevertheless. And so I want to talk with you in the time that's allotted to me from this subject. God said it. God said it. I see it, but do I believe it? God said it. I see it. But do I believe it? I want you to touch and agree with me on these several things. Result of our reading his written word, hearing his spoken word, and receiving the rhema word, we should now begin to experience the manifested word and enjoy the fruits, prosperity, success, the victory, the protection of his word in Jesus' name. Would you lift your hands before the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, as your servant has decreed and declared, be it so. In Jesus' name. Now give him a praise because he's going to do just that. God said it. I believe it. I see it. But do I believe it? God said it. I see it. But do I believe it? And so here in this lesson, it's amazing that after Moses had sent these spies, they were able to survey the land and everything that God said was there. My God. And this is so amazing as we look and dwell in this lesson here. And I want to paint a picture for you because they are where some of you are right now. Oh, my God. Watch this now. So those of you that believe in prophecy, those of you who believe in the supernatural gifts like word of knowledge, word of wisdom, you will know and come to mind that when you get a prophetic word, it usually lets you know something that God has already spoken, he's going to do, or he'll say it to you. Yea, the Lord says this, or I see the Lord saying this, maybe even through word of knowledge that God has said that this is what's going to be happening for you on such and such day and so on, you know, and just going. And we're going to be having teachings around this as well on the prophetic. But I want you to understand something here. And this is why so many have missed their promise. So many have missed their inheritance because they have not cherished the word that they received. They have not covered that word. They have not held on to that promise. Because let me share something with you, that the word God says that my words, I'm not like man that I should lie. Are you with me? So God, whatever God says, he said, I've spoken it once, I've spoken it twice, cannot not bring that thing to pass. So it doesn't matter at times what things look like after you hear a word, what things feel like after you word, or what you may even think after you get that word, as long as you believe what the word of God says. Oh, get ready, because we get ready to go in on this one. Watch it. So these men, and that's the key thing too, when you look at the scripture says that in the earlier parts of chapter 13, that these men were the head. Are you with me? They were head of their tribes. And it was so amazing. I just want to sidebar here, because the sons of Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, and these were men who supposedly knew the times. Are you with me? So I want you, we don't want to diminish that or belittle that part, but I want you to understand that don't let your title, don't let your position, don't let your office cause you to not walk in it with potency. Are you with me? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that you walk out the real purpose of that position, of that office. Are you with me? Because there is responsibility in every aspect. Even if you don't have a title in the fivefold ministry, even if you don't have a title in the church, as long as you are a believer, are you with me? There, the scripture says that these signs in the book of Matthew and Mark, it says that these signs shall follow who? Those that believe. So in other words, thy sons and thy daughter, go back to the book of Joel, thy sons and thy daughter shall prophesy. Are you with me? And perform great miracles. Are you with me? So don't say because I don't have a title that God can't use me. No. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says what? I know the plans I have for you. They are good and not evil, and it has an expected end. Matter of fact, God told Jeremiah, I knew you. Yes, before you were even in your mother's womb. Oh, my God. Can you see it? Can you see it? God knew you. And God set it up where there was a perfect connection. Oh, my God, with the seed. Oh, my God, that's a whole nother lesson right there. So these men were given a charge to go and spy out the land. Now, this is so amazing because God already, as I kept reading the scripture, listening to the scripture being read, and it's so amazing how God already knew what was there. And yet, oh, he gives them a glimpse. Oh, my God. God spoke a word to you and he gave you a glimpse? Woo, my God. And you said, whoa, he might have gave you a glimpse in the vision. He might have gave you a glimpse in a dream. He might have gave you a glimpse through word of knowledge. He may have gave you a glimpse through a prophetic word that he might have spoke through one of his servants. And he just give you a glimpse. And when God, thank you, Holy Spirit, when God gives you a glimpse, I want to encourage you today. When God gives you a glimpse of what you're about to come into, what you're about to experience, what you're about to have, I want to encourage you and admonish you, cherish it. Woo! What are you saying? Hold on to it. Every now and then you gotta chew on it. Say, God, you said it. I believe it. Yes, God, I'm standing on the promises of your word and not the premises of my situation. Come on back. Come on back. So in this lesson, so they were given that responsibility. They saw everything. They was like, whoa. All right. So now we're here in this lesson where they come back with the report. So while they're there, the people had been waiting. So it's a wonder how the children of Israel had patience these 40 days for the return of the spies. And it's amazing. 40, 40, 40, 40. Are you with me? And when they were just ready to enter, oh my God, oh my God. They were just ready to enter Canaan, their land of promise, their inheritance, a spoken word that they were about to see manifest under all assurances of success. They could have from the divine power and constant series of miracles that had been there attended, but they trusted God, but they distrusted rather God's power and promise and were willing to be held in suspense by their own counsel. What are you saying? Break that thing down. Okay. God already said what they can expect. He gave them already instructions, told them, this is what I want you to look for. I mean, he takes the mystery out of it. He tells them, see if the land is has wood. See if the land floweth with milk on it. That's a clue right there. See if, in other words, visualize this, y'all. Yeah, somebody on here listening, somebody watching right now. You get ready to come into the land of milk and honey. What are you saying? God is ushering you. He's sending you from the place of lack, the place of just enough, the place of enough to more than enough, more than enough. Somebody need to put that in chat. More than enough. Watch this now. And so here they're coming back with what they saw. Rather than be trusting in God's word and the certainty of his covenant, which God never lies, all right? His covenant, the covenant is between two people. In this case, between God and man. Because why? They were destined to win. Yes, they were destined to win because God told Abraham in chapter 11 of Genesis, chapter 12 of Genesis, then it goes around to chapter 27, so I'm going to bless you and multiply you. And then after he was willing to offer Isaac up, he says, now I'm a bless, multiply, multiply, bless, multiply, multiply. Y'all getting this? Bless, multiply, multiply. What are you saying? God wants to expand our thinking, expand our thought process, expand our who we are in him. That's why we need to spend time in his presence, time in his word, time in his face, because why? He wants to expand us spiritually so that we can experience the greater things that he has for us. And so here we find that the report, when they said, nevertheless, can we look at that verse again? Watch this now. God bless you. Thank you. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and unto the wilderness of Paran and the Kadesh and brought back word again. Now, watch this now. They went on a word. Now they're coming back with the word. Whoa. What are you saying? So, but they didn't come back with the word that they were sent with. My God. Watch this now. Or let me say it this way. They didn't come back with the same, on the same page. Because here's what they said. And verse 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land where you sent us. Surely. All right. That word surely means of certain, verily, truly. Yep. Everything was there, what God said. It floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Now, listen, this is going to help somebody. But that verse 28 says, nevertheless. And then do you not know that the word nevertheless could also mean a conjunction word like but? Are you with me? They said, nevertheless. All right? And so then watch this. When he said, nevertheless, that right there brought in the word doubt. Because they were saying, but, however, though, nonetheless, yet. Are you with me? So here's what happened. And let me just pause right here. I recall this some years back. My wife, Pastor Mamie, was ministering at a particular place, and God was using her mightily there. And this woman had been in a wheelchair for years. Hear me out on this one. Had been in a wheelchair for years. And the amazing thing was God did the anointing was strong. And God did a supernatural miracle where the woman was able to get up out of the wheelchair. A woman that had not walked in years. Got up out of the wheelchair and walked around. And when the woman the wife went over to her and was speaking with her, and here's what her words, that's why you got to watch the words that come out of your mouth. She says, I don't believe it. When she said that, she got back in the wheelchair, and for what we understood, never got up to walk again. Why? She canceled out the miracle. How often have we canceled out the miracle? God does it, or he's in the process of completing it, and then we say, I don't believe it. And let me tell you something. I find that it is common, sadly to say it, in the body of Christ, God do something. Oh, I don't believe he did this. Oh, my God, I don't believe he brought me this far. Oh, my God. You got to watch the words that you say. Yes, there may be some like, whoa, that's okay. It might put you in awe, might like feel like you're like overwhelmed or whatever with joy. But watch the words that come out of your mouth, especially when you're expecting a miracle. Oh, my God. Am I talking to anybody in here? So watch this now. So as it said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak. I mean, they just started going on and on and on and on. Whoa, you already knew that. That didn't catch God by surprise that the city was strong. That didn't catch God by surprise that there were giants there. That didn't catch God surprise that the city was walled, which means it was fortified. Clue. The scripture says that I will give you houses that you didn't even build. Land. Oh my God, I prophesy. Somebody get ready to come into a house. Somebody about to get a call about some properties. I release it in Jesus' name. Are you with me? Oh God, give God a praise right there. Give him a praise right there. Give him a praise right there. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it for myself as well. So the major part discourages the people from going forward to Canaan. Now, this is, listen, God said it. I see it. Let me use this towel for a moment. They're holding it. They're holding the fruit. Let me tell you, the fruit was so huge that two men had to carry it. Are you with me? They're holding it. Wait a minute. Can y'all see this? Yes, I blocked my face for a minute. They're holding the fruit. You got the job. You got the promotion. But yet when you're talking to your friends, tell them, you know what? I don't believe, but I got that job. I don't believe I got that raise. I don't believe I got that house. I don't believe somebody gave me a car. I don't. Stop it. Because you're canceling out your miracle. The enemy wants to speak in your ear gate to cause you to make God look like a liar. God said it. I see it. But do I believe it? So here's where we are in this lesson. I pray that this lesson is bringing you to a place of conviction where you're going to say, you know what? I really need to trust God and stop giving God lip service. Watch this now. When they had the word of God to trust, and it's amazing how the Israelites, this is so amazing, putting so much confidence in the judgment of men when they had the word of God to trust. Listen, this is why we need the word of God. This is why we need the Bible. Are you with me? This is why we need to study, to show ourselves to prove unto God a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Are you with me? It is a righteous thing with God to give those up to strong delusions who will not receive his truth in love of it. Notice, they could not deny. But the land of Canaan was very fruitful. Land, the bunches of grapes. They brought, and this, whoa. Another thing too in this lesson, is this helping you? Another thing in this lesson, God sent them in the right season. So what are you saying? When God is about to manifest what he spoke for you, spoke to you, spoke about you, spoke for you, the stage is already set. Matter of fact, can I tell you this? It's already done. My God, it is already done. So God, thank you, Jesus. So what has to happen now? We have to be conditioned to receive. So we're asking God, believing God for certain things. We need to also ask God, condition me so I can see what you see, hear what you hear, and believe it, and walk in it, and speak it. Oh, my God. God. And so God had promised them a land of flowing with milk and honey, and the evil spies themselves, them own selves, they give them such a land. Thus, even out of the mouth of adversaries will God be glorified and the truth of his promise attested. In other words, what God is saying, even if somebody try to minimize and dispute what God is saying, let me tell you what God is going to do. God is going to demonstrate. Somebody needs to write that word in the chat. God is going to demonstrate his word. My God. Whoa, lift your hands. I feel a praise break right there. God is going to demonstrate his promise in my life right now. You need to say that. God is going to demonstrate his promise in my life. But yet afterwards, they contradict themselves when they say it is a land that eateth up the inhabitant. You know, I kept questioning, how is it that God's going to give you something that's going to eat you up? The scripture already says, it makes it clear. The blessings of the Lord maketh what? Rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. They say in verse 32, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, as if though it had milk and honey and grapes, yet it wanted other necessary provisions. Some think that there is a great plague in the country. Listen, whatever. For this unreasonable fear of the plague in Canaan, they were justly cut off immediately by a plague in the wilderness. Let me help you understand. What God is doing with us, he is preparing us. And let me just share this with you. Yes, and during the last year, we came through this pandemic. But listen, there were people who came through prosperous. There were people who came through blessed. What am I saying? Oh, Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and these disease, none of these disease shall come nigh thee, neither thy dwelling, but he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So what are you saying? There could be turbulence around you. There could be storms all around you, but God will sustain you. My God. And here it is, they say, verse 28, but nothing served their ill purpose more than the description of giants, of whom they laid the great stress. We saw the children of Anak there. They knew Anak. They knew about Anak. Because why? There were giants. Goliath. You know what I'm saying? David fought off Goliath. Are you with me? And again, we saw the giants. And watch this now. And again, we saw the giants. Those men of prodigious size, large, huge, humongous, sons of Anak, who will come to giants. Clue. If giants are in the land, that's a major clue. What are you saying? I'm saying the land had to be great enough to sustain giants. Right? Imagine they eat more than you. Imagine they can... They got beds bigger than you, or they got houses bigger than you. Is it y'all getting this here? So God is saying, I'm getting ready to set you up for another, your next level breakthrough. So are we really ready for it? That's the thing there. Are we ready for that responsibility? We're renting now, and do we want that house? Are you ready for the house? Because why? It brings on another level of responsibility. Watch this. They spoke as if they were already to tremble at the mention of them. And they had done it at the sight of them. Listen, it had been one thing had they brought back the report. They're in Moses' office and just disclosed it to them. Moses could have just dealt with them and said, wait a minute. Okay, before you go out to the people, we're all going to be on the same page. This is what we're going to be building them. We encourage them, say to them, because we want to build their faith. But then here's what it says. Oh, these tremendous giants, when we were near them, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, not only little and weak, but trembling and daunted. Job 39:20, canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? Nay, so we were in their sight. So they looked upon us, which was more scorn and disdain, as we did upon them with fear and trembling, so that upon the whole matter, they gave it as in their judgment. We are not able to go up. Verse 31, we are not able to go up against them, and therefore we must take another route. Now, here's something you need to understand. If God sent you to spy out the land, what's this assignment? God sent them to spy out the land. They saw everything. How is it that the giants looked at them as something small? No, they were supposed to go in there with the insight, knowing what they were going to see, and conquer it. Are you with me? In other words, it'd have been even better if they said, we're coming back. We're going to take what belongs to you. We're going to take your stuff. Are you with me? It is true the Canaanites were strong, but they were dispersed. Verse 29, some dwell in the south. So it showed you where they were. Are you with me? I got to close. Watch this now. They had the manifest and sensible token of God's presence with them. They went with a grace. They went with no. And that's another thing, too. Let me speak to somebody right now that's watching and listening, whether you live right now or you listen to the replay. Let me share something with you. When God gives you a grace upon your life to do whatever he's called you to do, whether it's to be a CEO, whether it's to be a school teacher, whether it's to be a money manager, whether it's to own a business, whether to do hair, do nails, do shoes, drive cars, whatever God has graced you with, know that that grace carries an anointing of God so you can be successful. Woo! My God, all you, somebody need to put that in the chat. I am successful. Watch this now. But they said, we are not able to deal with them, but is God not God Almighty? Do you know the God that you serve? And this is where we need to understand. Stop telling your problems. Stop telling God, rather, how big your problems are, and tell your problems how big our God is. My God. They had very great experience of the length and strength of God's arm. They've seen God move. But why is it? How is it? You've seen God do great things. You've seen the testimonies God has given. What is it? What is it? And let me share something with you as I get ready to close. Don't allow the voices of naysayers, of doubters, to cause you to miss your promise. Because watch this, when you read that text, when you go into chapter 14, here's what happens. All of those in their family that were age 20 and over, which means adults, right? 20 and older missed out on the promise because they listened to so-and-so. Y'all got to stop listening to so-and-so and listen to God. You need to stop listening to so-and-so and listen to your pastor. Are you with me? You cannot be getting words from here, words this person, that contradict the word from your leader. Are you hearing me? I'm just trying to help somebody here. What are you saying? Because you got to understand that now let me just deal with it. I pick up somebody in the spirit. Now watch this now. Oh, what are you saying? You the only one that got it? Well, if you're, this is what God told Aaron and Miriam, says, I chose Moses. Are you with me? Said, I chose Moses. He's my designated. He's my sent man. Are you with me? And it doesn't say that God can't speak through other people, but I'm just saying, whenever God has given you a leader, you need to listen to the voice. Jesus even said it, John chapter 10. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they were not here. What do you mean by stranger? A stranger is somebody that contradicts the word of God that you're getting in the house you're connected with. Am I talking to anybody here? So watch this now. God said it. I see it, but do I believe it? That's a question. We need to go through the day, go through this week, and ask ourselves, God already spoke it. He already promised it. I mean, and this is amazing thing. This is so amazing that God can speak it through several prophets, the same word that may not even know each other. That's a clue. Are you with me? That's a clue. And yet we're going to doubt God. See, here's what we need to ask God. God, help me build my self-esteem. Help me to believe that I am the righteousness of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Greater is he that's within me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror. Stand on that word. Shout it to the rooftop that you're more than a conqueror. How many believe that right now? I'm more than a conqueror. So God said it. I see it. But now I believe it. Are you with me? So we're going to take it out. Do I believe it? No. We're going to change that right now. I believe it. Now, here's something else. I want to bring on this lesson before I conclude. He chose these men. Because I don't want us to brush over that. Because when you look at verses 1 through in chapter 13, in those preceding verses to what we read today, it talks about how he chose certain men. So here's something I want to put to you. Can God trust you to be the one to confirm his word in the ears of his people? Can God trust you to be the one to carry back, to confirm the word that he already spoke it and allowed you to see it, can you be the one that he could trust to speak and build the faith of his people with what he said? Or will you be the one like the 10 spies that doubted? They touched it, they was able to taste it, but then they still doubted. You don't want to have nobody else's blood on your hand. You don't want to be facing Jesus. And then he said, depart from me. Why? You caused a whole multitude of people to miss out on this promise. So you caused them to miss. Now you gonna miss. Are you with me? Listen, I gotta break it real. Damn, I ain't talking about you gonna get a car, a house, spout. No. I gotta share with you. God said it. You see it. Do you believe it? Are you with me? So those men, because when you go to chapter 14, you're going to find out they missed out. They missed out. But I got good news for you. Yes, Lord. For those of you that God said it, you see it, you believe it, I got good news for you in our next part to this series. Amen. That where you going to realize it was worth the wait. My God, listen, I encourage you to get somebody, tell somebody that they need to get ready for this next part. And listen, I encourage you to even listen to series, the part one. Amen. This going to build your faith, because I prophesy to you right now that God is getting ready to expand your borders. He's going to enlarge you. He's going to bless your territory. I'm telling you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I feel this and hear this for somebody right now. I heard a word that some things are getting ready to occur, which I felt it and sensed it already, and that God's getting ready to release some properties in your hands. Yes, God's going to release some properties. I'm telling you, some of you have been faithful. Some of you have been serving God and trusting God and faithful in ministry. You're accountable. You're reliable. You're loyal. And God's going to reward you. I prophesy that. God's getting ready to reward you before this year is out. Yep. Hey, glory to your name, God. Before this year is out. That's right. Before this year is out, you're going to see the tangible evidence of what God is doing. And oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I prophesy somebody's given to get healed. When you go back to the doctor, you're going to get a favorable doctor's report. I'm telling you, the doctors will be amazed. I'm telling you, when it happens, please go to our Faith Builders Huddle. Put your praise report there, because your testimony, your praise report is going to be a faith builder for somebody else. I'm telling you, somebody watching right now, somebody listening right now is going to be healed. When I say healed, I'm not talking about just, you know, the pain lifted. No, I'm talking about whole. God's going to make you whole. Oh my God. I prophesy those of you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see somebody right now with pain in around their waist and their hip area. God is moving that pain even now. As I lay my hands on my waist right now, God is moving that pain right now. In Jesus' name, I decree that you walk in divine health right now, right?